What's up, guys? TripAdvisor101.com. Big Ken here. Let's talk about financial realities. When you become a truck driver, you are going to make anywhere from $25,000 up to $50,000, $60,000. I'd say top would be $80,000 if you're in a really, really good specialized. And maybe you are on an operator. If you go on an operator, obviously your money goes up to possibly making $200,000. If you're an owner operator, and I'm talking net, depends on what you're doing. I've known some guys who run teams at car haulers and husband and wife teams, and they've made $200,000 a year. That means they're netting about $100,000 a year, which is damn good, by the way. Damn good. But all this stuff doesn't come just to anybody. You know, it's not a miracle. It's not going to come out your ass. It's not going to magically appear. It ain't a lucky charm. Okay? If you want to make that kind of money, you're going to be working your ass off. And that is really what we make in trucking. A lot of guys are saying, you know, I'm gonna get my own fleet and become a millionaire. You must be putting in a decade or two decades or three decades, because that's what it's going to take for you to figure all that shit out. Yeah, this ain't instant. This shit ain't instant. It ain't instant coffee. It don't magically appear after a year. It don't magically appear after 2 years. It don't magically appear after 3 years. You got to put some time in, right? You're talking decades when you talk about building a fleet. I was watching a female truck driver talk about she was just going to get her toes wet in the industry and see if she was going to just own a fleet and not know anything about trucking. That shit don't work. That's like owning houses and I don't know how to fix drywall. That don't work. You know, if you own a house and you don't know how to fix your drywall, you don't know how to do any plumbing, you're just going to go broke paying people who could be bullshit you and taking your fucking money. You got to know how to do stuff. You know, if you want to be an owner operator, you got to know how to work on stuff. And you don't get paid extra for that. You know, there is a reality to where we get paid in trucking. Let me say it again. There's a reality to what we get paid in trucking. There is a limit. A company driver, he can make up to $70,000 if he's doing some car hauling. That's what car haulers they have the potential to get to that point. I've known people to get to that point. Doing it legally. I've known some guys that did it illegally. It would make $144,000 a year. Right? But that's the potential. That's where you can take it. Okay? It's not a $250,000 a year job driving a truck from coast to coast. I hear all these people talking about automated trucks, and they always act like, all right, well, you know, truckers are going to get their income cut in half and all that. Dude, we already make 1960s wages. My stepfather made owning his own authority. He made $2 a mile back in 1980-something. $2 a mile hauling glass for the automotive industry. That's what he used to make back in the day. People today are quoting those same prices, and they got death to pay for. They got engines that are way more complicated and way heavier, right? All he had was steel and a combustible engine that ran on diesel, and that was it. That was it. So, anyway, guys, I just wanted to cover that little fact that there's limits in this industry. You have to make big sacrifices to get up in this industry. So when you give me that, you know, for all you guys who want to send me those messages about your miracles and how you expect to be owning your own fleet and you ain't even got a license yet, yeah, stop dreaming, bro. Get on your grind. Get on your grind. Get on the focus. You know, you got to actually do some shit before you tell me about some shit. All right, truckdriver101.com.